Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. I'm J. Mark Horst, your host for this program, produced by Heralds of Hope, an international gospel radio and literature ministry. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 21 other major languages. And our Bible teaching programs in several of those languages are available all the time and anytime at the website twr360.org. That's twr360.org. Thousands are tuning in for spiritual nourishment and blessing. You can join them and be blessed, too. In just a few moments, Dr. Yoder will come with today's teaching from the Gospel of John. His teaching this time is titled, Born the Second Time. That's an interesting title, and it may immediately raise a question in your mind. Is being born the second time even possible? To learn the answer to that question, you'll need to stay tuned. Right now, let's pray. Holy God, our Heavenly Father, we come to you by faith in the name of Jesus. We ask you to open our hearts to the truth of your word as Dr. Yoder teaches us from it. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
It's rather alarming to know that world population is increasing at a rapid rate. Thousands of people are born every hour. Thousands of others die every hour. Yet the rate of increase in world population, the experts tell us, is 2.2%. Many, many millions have never experienced anything except one birth, just one, the physical birth. Do you know that you can be born a second time? That's right. The scripture passage I'm going to read in just a moment will tell us this very clearly. A Jewish leader came to Jesus when he was here, and they had a conversation. There was a thought in this Jewish leader's mind that he wanted to get cleared up. He wanted to get more information. So he came to Jesus, and they had a talk. I'm going to read a part of that talk now in John 3, 1-13. I hope you have your Bible open and that you'll be able to follow me. John 3, 1-13. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles which you do, unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Truly, truly, I say unto you, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say unto you, unless a man is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said unto you, You must be born again. The wind blows where it desires, and you hear the sound of it, but you cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, Are you a master in Israel, and do not know these things? Truly, truly, I say unto you, we speak what we know, and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you of earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man has ascended up to heaven except he who came down from heaven, the Son of Man who is in heaven. Did you hear Jesus tell this man Nicodemus, "You must be born again"? In this talk with Nicodemus, I will point out the necessary stages so you too can experience being born a second time. It's possible. Would you like to know how? Then stay with me. There is first the assertion. Here is a learned man, a ruler among the Jews, who came to Jesus. When he came to Jesus, he made a very positive assertion. He said, "We know that thou art a teacher come from God." That was a very worthy acknowledgment Nicodemus made. Jesus was a teacher come from God. There can be no question about that. When you read the gospel records about him, he was a teacher come from God. And then Nicodemus went a little farther. He said, "No man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him." So Nicodemus acknowledged not only that Jesus was a teacher come from God, but that he also was a worker of miracles. And that, my friend, is very, very important. That's stage number one. Jesus is not an ordinary person. No, no. Jesus is an extraordinary person. He is a teacher come from God and a worker of miracles. That isn't all that Jesus is, but that much Nicodemus already knew. And, my friend, it is important that you know this too. Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews, yet he made this tremendous assertion. The second stage is the direction. Jesus gave direction to Nicodemus. He started out with a very solid statement. He said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." I want you to notice that Jesus isn't particularly addressing Nicodemus, although he's talking to him. By the very fact that he said, "Unless a man is born again," means, of course, that that includes you and me. It means every man, every person. No matter in what station of life you may find yourself, it means you. Here was a learned Jew, a ruler of the Jews, who was told by Jesus, "You must be born again." Now, if it was necessary for him, I confess that it is necessary for me. And I must tell you, it is necessary for you. That is a very solemn statement. It was to Nicodemus a puzzling statement, because he immediately raised a question. How is this possible? Is it possible? Is it possible for an old man to be born a second time? Do old men enter the second time into their mother's womb and be born? That is a rather puzzling statement Jesus made. At least it was puzzling to Nicodemus. Maybe it is puzzling to you. Let us notice the revealing answer that Jesus gave. He said to Nicodemus, "Unless a man is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." The reason being that whatever is born of the flesh is flesh, and whatever is born of the Spirit is spirit. That very clearly brings to our attention that there must be a spiritual birth. How we have all been born of the flesh, we have our physical bodies. The evidence is clear that the flesh produces the flesh. It is also clear that the Spirit produces the Spirit. A very deep and profound truth is here expressed by Jesus. It is this: you and I are creatures of flesh and spirit, not just flesh, but flesh and spirit. We have plenty of proof that we are of the flesh by our human bodies. We also have plenty of proof that we are of the Spirit when we look around us. If you are born again, or born the second time, you know what I'm talking about. That which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. You must be born again, Jesus said, and do not marvel at this. The final stage in this conversation, how to be born the second time, comes in the conclusion. Jesus used a very interesting comparison. He said, the wind blows wherever it wills. You can hear it, but you can't see it. You don't even know what creates the wind. I suppose our weathermen have some theory about the wind, but they don't know for sure what causes the wind, or where it comes from, or where it goes. All we can do is feel it passing by, or see what happens as it passes by. But we do not know very much about the wind. Jesus said, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. There is a mystery about this, perhaps an unsolved mystery. We only know that the Spirit is at work. For Nicodemus, his mind stood in his way because he raised this question. How can these things be? Oh, there are many people like our friend Nicodemus who let their minds rob them of the deeper experiences of life. Yes, to them the most important answer is it must convince the mind. But I would like to point out to you, my friend, that there is the will to believe. Because Jesus went on to explain to Nicodemus about earthly things and heavenly things. He said, we have told you about earthly things, and you don't believe. How can you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? Yes, earthly things tell us of heavenly things. To be born a second time, you must agree that Jesus is more than any other man. He is one come from God. You must accept his direction to be born of the Spirit, and you must give your will to his. You can't afford to argue with him. He knows what is in your heart. Therefore, why don't you believe on him now?
Yes, my friend, as Dr. Yoder said, Jesus wants you to be born the second time. To receive salvation through Jesus, the Messiah, is the most important decision you will ever make. It not only will transform your life now, but also for eternity. Now, please don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that becoming a Christ follower will make your life easy. In fact, it very well could make your circumstances more difficult. Jesus said to his followers, if they hate me, they will hate you. But in your heart and mind, you will have peace because you will have the presence of Jesus living right inside you. And no one can take that from you. Now, were you blessed by this teaching? If so, you can request an audio CD or a printed copy of this complete teaching, Born a Second Time. The quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to this address, mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, Born a Second Time. Once again, the quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, Born a Second Time, in print or on an audio CD. Now, I urge you to tune in next week as Dr. Yoder continues teaching from John's Gospel with a message titled, God Did All He Can. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.